from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How about some NFL football, and especially when you can localize it like you can the Giants win over the Lions, and I know not much happened in terms of score. We were right there on the under. That one ended up 14-3. But how about the two touchdowns for the Giants? They came from a Memphian. Eric Gray, former Tennessee running back, former Oklahoma running back, former Lausanne running back. It was an absolute, a record-breaking running back for Lausanne. Last night scored both of the Giants' touchdowns. He technically, it looks like, is second or third on the depth chart, depending upon what the Giants think of the rookie running back that they drafted, in the fifth round out of Iowa. We know they brought in Devin Singletary, who had been with the Texans last year to replace Saquon Barkley. But Eric Gray, man, looks like he's ready to roll. I texted Jeffrey Wright, who's obviously a Giants fan, that you guys got to stop burying Eric Gray. Now, he pointed out last year injuries were a part of it, didn't really get much run, and remember, you're behind Saquon Barkley, so you're going to be limited. But last night, 52 yards on 4 carries. Well, it should be noted, all the Giants running backs fared well. All felt like they averaged 4 or 5 yards a carry, but also added 4 catches for 46 yards. And I think that's the thing about Eric Gray. When you're talking about a team that's trying to replace Saquon Barkley, I've watched Devin Singletary.
Mm-hmm.
He's okay, right? Devin Singletary is not a game-breaking back, and the Giants certainly know that. He is a guy that you can put a workload on, though, for a game or two, and might actually pop for 100 or so in 2 or 3 games in a year.
Yep.
But he is not a home run hitter. Eric Gray has some of that in him.
Yeah.
And what I was telling Jeffrey is that hopefully they're not looking at Tyrone Tracy, the running back they took out of Iowa in the fifth round, as the sort of complement back to Singletary, because I think Eric Gray should be one of the two backs in a two-back system for the Giants that's trying to sort of fill the void for Saquon Barkley. He's that good. And clearly, if you follow Eric Gray, you follow his father, like, he has put in a ton of work this offseason. The guy has been a pro for a long time.
Yep.
And whether it's with the Giants or someone else, and again, this is, a lot of times we'll get behind our hometown guys hoping that these guys can break through. Dude, Eric Gray has the goods.
He does.
And listen, go look at that last year at Oklahoma, where they finally made him the back, and I think finally he got over 200 carries. Most of his career, whether it was Tennessee or whatever, we're only talking about 100 carries for a season. When Oklahoma finally made him the man, he exploded that year, went for well over 1,000, might be 1,300, something like that. But it's the dynamic, the ability to bring the pass-catching phase of things to the game that Singletary, he's okay. He ain't great at that. And we don't know if Tyrone Tracy's going to be a decent pass catcher. Eric Gray should be a big contributor for the Giants this season if they are smart and they allow him to be.
Yeah, that's an interesting
dude's a real one, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the chance. You know, he really does.
Did you see him break away on that one? It was the 47-yard touchdown run, 48-yard touchdown run. The other one was a short one, a one-yarder. But he's got the breakaway speed. He's got the vision. And no, what is he, 5'9", 5'10"? He's not the big back that you want carrying a 30-carry workload in a game.
Yep.
Certainly not that. Hell, I don't even want him around, 20, 22 carries. But as a two-back system and a change of pace, especially on third downs,
yep,
that guy should be playing this year.
No question.
Eric Gray's a stud.
Yes, he is. And look, maybe he'll get that chance this year. I mean, it's like the Giants have much to work with.
But my issue is you spend some money on Singletary. You obviously got a deal on that. Like,
yep,
they weren't out to go. That's why you let Saquon whirl. You don't want to pay a ton to that position.
That's right.
But you also invested a pick in Tyrone Tracy, and you just wonder because they invested the pick. And right now, the way the depth chart looks, Gray is third behind Tyrone Tracy. I'm just hopeful he can push past him and, again, using the sort of pass-catching dynamic that the others don't have as sort of his way up, the home run speed. So if y'all aren't paying attention to Eric Gray, it may be in his NFL career so far, can understand, but this may be time to start watching because there is an opening there. It feels like that one way or the other, he's going to get a shot, and I think he's going to thrive in it.
Yeah, so a couple of other preseason happenings. Tennessee Volunteer Joe Milton got his first preseason action last night. It was not till the fourth quarter, but I will say this. Again, fourth string defense, so hard to go too crazy about it. They did get energized when he came into the game.
Yeah, he can do a lot of things, man. He's an athlete.
I don't know if you saw the run.
Yes.
He ran
like an 11-yard run, but he ran all over the field.
Yeah, it was sick. It was sick, man. And he had a touchdown pass, Just kind of kept it really basic for him, and he just made the right reads and, hit an open receiver that went for a touchdown. And, I just noticed the energy change when it went from Zappy to Milton last night, and it was noticeable. Drake May played three snaps.
Yeah, he only threw a couple screens. They barely let him play.
Yeah. Jacoby Brissett played one series for some reason and did not complete a pass. And they took him out. I'm not sure why they wouldn't at least let him complete a pass before taking him out. But again, not my job. Tonight we have a few preseason games of note. We're going to get an extended look, and this might be of interest to you. We're going to get an extended look at Michael Penix in Atlanta tonight.
Mm-hmm.
They are playing the Miami Dolphins, who as we know, we're not going to be playing anybody, but they are going to have Penix out there for quite a while. Texans Steelers, which means a little bit of Jay Fields for Pittsburgh tonight, maybe
yep,
a series or two. I believe the same is true of C.J. Stroud. He'll play tonight. And then we have Eagles Ravens, no starters in that one. So I would say the most interesting game tonight is Dolphins and Falcons because it's going to be, my guess would be they let Penix rip it a little bit because he's not going to play in the regular season. So
right,
if that's their plan, right? So why not just dial up some stuff for him? Let him, sling that thing. That's what he does.
Real quick, back to the Patriots. We said this to each other off air before the show, but they are going to be keeping Joe Milton as that third quarterback.
Okay.
And last night helped make that decision. This is not reported or anything, but others have come to the conclusion, many more smarter than us, and yet we said this yesterday. I'm telling you, Bailey Zappe going to be on the trading block.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.